You're listening to Week 7 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, if Friday night was anything as it should have been, then you heard what happened between Rights and Castle. The Panthers coming up a little bit short against the Knights. And we had the action on the ref. So thank you so much for joining us on Friday night. Hey, you can join us again on Saturday, another Rights game against Memorial. So head coach Corey Brunson will join us on this program to talk about what you missed on Friday if you didn't join us, what you're gonna hear on the upcoming Friday this week against Memorial. Plus, we're going to hear from Jeremiah Wilford. The senior in the secondary for the Panthers has solidified himself as one of the best players in the SIAC. Plus, he's been sharing a locker room, sharing the field with his younger brother who's been going off. So we're going to talk to Jeremiah about that, but don't go anywhere. Corey Brunson, the head coach of the Panthers, joins us in a moment right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for best place to karaoke and sports bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on WREF, it's Week 7 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Corey Brunson joins us on the ref, talking about last week, a 28-25 loss against Castle. Now, coach, this is a really, really good team. We knew that going into the game. We were excited to air the game, and it ended up being a classic. You guys getting the short end of the stick there, but how and why? What was it that got you a little bit short in this game?
Just the first half, we just didn't start off playing well. I mean, we still did some things well. I mean, offensively moved the ball, got to a certain point, just kind of couldn't finish the drive. Defensively, all four. Castle's touchdowns were probably 40 yards or longer, so we kind of allowed get some big plays, and then special teams we make a couple extra points and field goal that could be a difference in the ball games. We just didn't do the little things right, but the second half was definitely a different story. We just needed to be able to play the second half and do that for four quarters.
That sure was a different story. And the offense flipped on a dime. No points in the first or second quarters. You scored all your points in the second half. What was your message to the offense in the locker room to make them wake up and get them to start producing?
Just to finish drives. You know, I think, you know, again, so the first half we were moving the ball, and then we just get to a certain point and just couldn't finish the drive. Either, A, we get a penalty or just make a little mistake here or there. You know, but it wasn't a lot of things that we had to change. We kind of felt what we were doing was fine. Just kind of finish the drive, continue being physical, take care of the football. But second half, we definitely did a much better job.
We're going to hear from Jeremiah soon, but his brother, Amir, only a freshman, but not a mere freshman. He goes for 235 yards on 29 carries, has two touchdowns. That's a lot of workload for a freshman, but he seems to be handling it very, very well. What did he do to earn those touches, and what has made him effective in those touches?
Well, I mean, he's getting better each week. You know, I think he's, you know, up front, I think we got, you know, the decent offensive line. I think they're starting to figure things out a little bit better each week, and they're doing a good job of, you know, making the holes. And you know, Juice is not a big kid, so he doesn't need a huge hole, just a little room to get through there. And, you know, he does a good job of seeing him, and he's a good hard runner, for even though he's not very big. But, you know, he's definitely hard to take down for being a little, you know, not very big.
I know that Castle, their offense was scoring almost early on, and they were moving the football pretty early and almost at will in the first quarter, had the 14 points in the first frame, led 21-0 at halftime. Diagnose the defense for me in that first half and what they did to fix that in the second half.
I mean, you know, Castle's a very good ball club. You know, they kind of, you know, had some big plays on us. You know, we just had some breakdowns in some of our assignments. You know, going back and watching it, there's just some things that you know, things that it's easy to correct. Hope this week we can fix them, but they did a lot of good things well. And in the second half, just first half, we just started off slow.
That's Corey Brunson, the head coach of Wrights football, right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Stay buckled in here on week 7 of the Panther Football Show. Jeremiah Wilford, the senior in the secondary, he has been balling out so far for the Panthers. We're going to talk to him when we return on WREF. Back here on Week 7 of the Wrights Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Jeremiah Wilford joins us, a senior for the Panthers, right here on WREF, talking about his season. Really strong senior campaign for Wilford so far, playing with his brother. There's a lot going on in Jeremiah's world. So, Jeremiah, really appreciate your time. How are we doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. Now, for you, I know senior season is always really important, always really exciting, but you've been playing extremely well. A couple of tackles for loss, 7 tackles overall on Friday night against Castle. You've been playing out of your mind. Take me through what has made you effective in the secondary for the Panthers.
Just knowing what we have to do, you know, what I got to do to help see my team win, you know, and just being locked in and focused.
What did you work on in the off season to improve upon your ability, your skill for Coach Brunson? Because I know that right now you are absolutely a weapon. You are absolutely an asset.
I had to get bigger. I had to, you know, work on footwork, getting faster, you know, reading coverages easily, and formations, you know, just getting better every day.
Like I said off the top, playing with your brother has to be very special, and Juice has been playing extremely well, had more than 200 yards on the ground. He's getting a bunch of carries, 29 to be exact, on Friday against Castle. What has that been like, sharing a locker room with him?
It's been everything, you know, I ever dreamed about, talked about with him, you know, since his middle school days. You know, we always kind of talked about this happening, and it's so surreal that now, you know, it's happening. You know, watching them score touchdowns every Friday night, it just brings joy to me. You know, it puts a smile on my face and makes me proud seeing them do that.
I like that. That all sounds really good. I feel like that's an answer as you would give, assuming that mom and dad are listening. But what I'll say is I'm a twin. I'm a brother. I know you're not a twin, but I've got a brother. I wouldn't want to play on the same team as him. I know that because I did play on the same team as him. It got a little bit crowded, got a little bit contentious at home. So how much of when you guys go home is Amir your teammate, and how much of him is just your brother?
It's mostly just my annoying little brother, you know, just picking on me from time to time, you know.
Hold on. He's picking on you. You're the older brother. That's your job.
We take turns, you know. We like to mess around with each other.
Is he juice at home?
Yeah, he's always been juice, you know, since younger.
How did he get that nickname, just out of curiosity?
I think it came from my grandma. My grandma just started calling him Juice, and then it just kind of picked up, and we ran away with it ever since.
Grandma knew that you guys would both be players for this program, but she also knew that you guys would both be extremely talented players. So in looking at what you guys both bring to this team ahead of Friday against Memorial, that's one of the better teams in the area. The Tigers are undefeated. What is your 1-11th? What do you have to do in order to get rights on top in this game?
We just have to come prepared for the pass defense, you know, not get lost, you know. Everybody stay focused, not argue with one another, and just be on the same page. Just be a team, you know, stay as one, and we'll be all right.
Oh, almost sounds like the cliff notes of the halftime speech that Coach Brunson gave you guys on Friday. The defense giving up 21 points in the first half and really locking down Castle on Friday night. In the second half, only one touchdown after halftime. What was the defensive adjustment made by you and the rest of the unit in order to turn that?
We just couldn't get, you know, the simple stuff that we were doing that, you know, was kind of giving them open touchdowns and stuff, but we just had to go back, you know, communicate on it, talk about it, what we were seeing out there, and, you know, fix it.
That's Jeremiah Wilford, a senior in the secondary for Wrights, and get ready for Friday night against Memorial right here on Week 7 of the Wrights Football Show. Jeremiah, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. Congratulations on everything you've accomplished so far, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. Head coach Corey Brunson rejoins the program when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Finishing up Week 7 of the Wrights Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Head coach Corey Brunson of the Wrights Panthers is here on WREF and getting ready for Friday night against Memorial. Now, coach, you guys played a one-loss Castle team extremely close. This is an undefeated Memorial Tiger team. So what is the game plan, and what do you guys have to do against Memorial to get this win?
Hopefully, you'll build off the second half of last week's game, and hopefully, if we can play like that for four quarters, I think this would be a very good ball club. But we definitely can't start off the way we did versus Castle versus Memorial. They're very good. They're undefeated for a reason. But we got to come out ready to go out of the gate and do all those little things right.
They aren't defeated for a reason. They are arguably the best team in the SIAC right now. But then again, a couple of weeks ago against Madre Day, they looked at times mortal and beatable. What did you see on that Madre Day tape that really stuck out and saying, okay, maybe we can do that, and maybe we can pull off a little bit of the magic that Madre Day had and probably should have had in what probably should have been a win after some weird bounces at the end of that game, and Memorial pulls it off in overtime. But Madre Day did a lot right, probably more right than they did wrong. So what do you take away from that game and that tape?
He's got to make plays. We talk to our guys all the time, especially this week coming up. It's big players make big plays in big games. This is a big game, and in that Mar Day Memorial game, this for about probably 98% of the game, Mar Day was making all the plays, but then down the stretch, Memorial ended up making more down the end. So when you get opportunities, you got to make those plays. We always talk about in big games, if you go back and four or five plays, if you could just change a couple of the outcomes of those plays, it's a totally different ball game. And we just got to make those plays when the opportunity happens.
I know in your coaching career you have played and also coached players that are just almost impossible to tackle. And I'm not saying that Dylan Kendrick is, but he is very difficult to tackle. So when you're communicating with your defense, your second-level guys, what's your message to address the Memorial running back? The seniors had one of the best seasons in all of SIAC football this year.
I always got right at the ball. Sometimes he'll make somebody miss, but in practice we stress getting 11 guys to the ball, and if we can do that, I hope that can slow him down. But yeah, if we don't rally the ball, he could have a big night. But we'll definitely stress that this week on getting all our guys to the ball.
Again, we're here on WREF. Corey Brunson, the head coach of Wrights Football, is here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app talking about the upcoming game on Friday against Memorial. It is Wrights and Memorial. We're very excited for that game. After all, we will be carrying the game right here on WREF. So, Coach, I'll ask you this. In looking at your guys and what they did in the second half, you said it off the top, trying to continue and build off of that second half. You look at a guy like Parker Ballmeyer leading this offense, and for him to try to do that against the Memorial defense, what do you think that the unique challenges could present as for Parker in leading this offense against that Tiger D?
Well, you just go out there just relax, have fun, enjoy the moment, and just try not to force or make the big play. Just let all that happen to you. Go out there and make the easy plays, and then everything else will take care of itself.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck on Friday. We can't wait to listen.
I think I appreciate it.
All right, with that, we say goodbye right here on Week 7 of the Rice Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.